I am here to give you the piece of your course this morning that has to do with the documents we draft or the documents that are interpreted that affect the rights for drilling and producing oil and gas, and then also entitle interest owners to payments from the production of that oil and gas. And you've been exposed a little bit to some of these issues this morning with Professor Kulander and others, but this title, by now, maybe if you truly are here because you're fundamentals and new to oil and gas law, at some point you're going to want to read Daniel Yergin's book, The Prize. And it's a very comprehensive book, but when it comes to my topic, mineral titles, one line he has in there that you're going to learn very quickly, that's ironic, is the first job before producing is simply to clarify the title. You're about to see that mineral and royalty titles are anything but simple. It used to be, this was 2013, just to show you how quickly things can change, but I had this slide in my presentation because when the booms are going on, this is when courthouse parking lots are full with landmen, the people who are charged with interpreting titles to figure out some of the basic questions you have to before drilling, like who owns a mineral interest, because that's the person, as you now know, those interest owners, they have the executive right or the right to execute a lease. Those parking lots aren't quite so crowded right now, but this is a boom and bust industry. What we're going to see today, though, is the litigation over these titles still continues, so we will be talking about a lot of interpretation issues. Those interpretation issues then drive drafting.